Hello? This is Rabbi Moskowitz.
Hi, Rabbi.
Hello, Rabbi.
Okay, I'm going to start. Okay, the verse says, this is Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, Pasuk Lamed, the 30th Pasuk. And I skipped a few psukim because last week when we were talking about the difference between the Chacham and the Tzaddik, and I gave a vague distinction. But over here, he gives a very precise distinction. He says, the fruit of the Tzaddik is a tree of life, and he who acquires souls is a Chacham. Okay, now since the tzaddik was a chacham, when we use the word chacham and tzaddik in Mishle, we mean a certain personality development. Okay, so if a chacham could do something, tzaddik could definitely do it. So why does it have to be a chacham? Why can't it be a tzaddik? Okay? Because it says he who acquires souls is a chacham. So it could be chacham or tzaddik. If you could do it, the tzaddik certainly can do it. That's the first question. Second question, what is the fruit of the tzaddik? The third question, what is the tree of life? And the fourth question, what does it mean to acquire souls? Those are the four questions. Okay, is there any comments? Alright. I'd like to take the fourth question first, and I'd like to read Rashi. Rashi says, V'lokech nefashos chacham, he who acquires souls is a chacham, he says, Mishu hu chacham, he who is a chacham, kona lo nefashos, he acquires, kona is to acquire souls. Why? Now he explains. Shemalamdam derech tov, because he teaches them a good path. Bahare heim ki lukonam, so they are as if he acquired them. And he said, I'll explain that in a minute. King and Shanema in the, like it's stated, that's by Abraham that he says it's the souls that he acquired in Haran. Okay? Asher Osu, he says that he made. And Rashi uses the word Kenyan, which is acquire. So why do you acquire a soul? Because if you educate a person to think, we're talking about Mishle, so let's stick with that. So if you educate a person to think along the lines of Mishle, so he starts thinking differently, he makes different decisions, so he is a different person. Person, according to Mishle, according to this Rashi, is defined by how you think. By how you think, that's how you're defined. So first, you're not a thinker. Then you are a thinker. You've changed who you are. You've changed who you are. So therefore, since you've changed who you are, so therefore it's equal to you acquiring his soul. Okay, so that's the so that's what a chacham is, according to Rashi. A chacham is a person that teaches. He teaches people how to think, and therefore, when they train how to think, that they think differently. There seems to be some noise. Somebody's phone is making a noise. They could deal with it. Okay, but anyway, so the thing is that acquiring a soul. Of Acquiring a soul means that you've changed the person to a different person. Therefore, you've changed that person from who he is. So you see, the change in a person is based on the way he makes decisions, according to Rashi in Mishlei. Okay? Now, are there any questions? Okay. That's clear? Okay, if that's clear, then we can get to the first Rashi, the first half of the Pasuk. It says, Rashi says, pre-tzaddik, the fruit of a tzaddik is gemul, is reward for the peros of the fruit of the ma'isa tzaddikim, of the act of the righteous, is eitz chayim heim. Leola. They are... Somebody's making noise there. I don't know what it is. It's a tree of life. They are a tree of life forever. So the question is, what is... In other words, this tree of life is forever. What is forever? Nothing is forever. Okay? So, the thing is, the haim, what does the haim go back to? The haim could go back to the ma'isa ha-tzadikim, or it could go back to the peros. Okay? So, since the subject is peros ma'isa ha-tzadikim, I would say that haim is the peros, is the fruit, or the product of the action of the tzadikim. Now, they are forever. They're a tree of life forever. Okay? And that's what the Pasuk says. The pre-tzaddik, Eitz Chaim. Okay? And so Rashi is trying to explain what is the fruit of the tzaddik. They are forever. Now, the question is, how could it be forever? Nothing is forever. The people... The tzaddik is not forever. The person who he helped is not forever. Ma'isa tzaddikim means he helps them somehow. He does an act of justice. So, but how could it be forever? What's forever? The answer is that the fruit, is the product, which means that it bears fruit. It carries on. Okay? In other words, when the tzaddik does an action of righteousness, when he does an act of righteousness, which means a person is not living a correct life. He's living an incorrect life. And the tzaddik goes over and corrects that life, corrects that particular situation, he protects the particular act. So that act that he changed in the origin, in the person, attaches, the only way he could live forever, it somehow attaches to the system. To the system. How does it attach to the system? See, the system is perpetuated by the more people that keep the system, the more the system is perpetuated. The less people, so then it's not being perpetuated. So every time the tzaddik helps a person, not only is he helping that person, but that person now becomes a part of the system, which perpetuates the system. And since he perpetuates the system is forever. Okay, did you get that? I mean, it's a difficult distinction. In other words, see, he does an act of justice. What's an act of justice? You are doing something incorrect, and he straightens it out. That particular act. Now, when he straightens out that particular act, that helps the system because now another person is in line with the system. And the system is forever. So therefore, the tzaddik, when he does an action of justice, he has in mind the system. He has in mind the whole system. And in that way, we could answer the first three questions. Okay? Maybe by answering the first three questions, help us. So, what is the tree of life? Tree of life is means the tree makes it could grow. So it perpetuates life. And what perpetuates life? That's the system of justice. That's what perpetuates, continues on, is the system of justice. So that is the, and that's the fruit of the tzaddik. We also have, so that's the fruit of the tzaddik. And now why can't it be a tzaddik that, why can't it be a chacham? In other words, why can't the tzaddik do the act of the teacher? Because at that point, he's not a teacher. I'll prove it to you. Because it says that Avraham, it's the souls that he made in the Choron, okay? And Rashi is putting it in the context of acquiring souls. Now, he was a Navi. He was definitely above a tzaddik. He's like a Navi. It's a very high level. But when he becomes a teacher, so he has the quality of a chacham. In other words, a tzaddik can do the act of a chacham. But at that point, he is called the chacham, not a tzaddik. I mean, a tzaddik can have a job as a teacher. Okay? But when he is teaching and training you to think, then he's not defined as a tzaddik. He's defined as a teacher. The same thing with Avraham. Avraham was a Navi. He was definitely above a tzaddik. But the thing is, it says Rashi attaches it to a teacher. So you see an interesting point in general that when you read about the Avos, or in Chumash, or all the any, or even through the Nevi'im, you read about people. You have to know what quality of the person you're studying. Sometimes it could be an act of prophecy. Sometimes it could be an act of justice. Sometimes it could be the act of a chacham. So the thing is you have to be aware when the pasuk writes. It's not only as the Navi. But it could be he's talking about him when he's doing an act of a chacham or the act of a tzaddik, which is different than the act of a navi. So the thing is that when you see this story in Chumash, you have to always go back and check out if the what quality of the person is being used at that situation. Okay, are there any questions?
Yes, Rabbi.
Yes.
If the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life because it's correcting someone, that seems like it's teaching. Doesn't that seem like it would be the act of the chacham and not the tzaddik?
Is a difference if I correct you on an act or I train you how to think? In other words, let's say, for instance, you violate halacha, right? So I go over to you and I show you the benefit of keeping halacha, and I say you should keep this halacha, however I show you, okay? But I'm only dealing with that particular halacha. I'm not dealing with you as a thinker. I'm not you trained in the action of doing this correct act. You know, but I don't, it's like when on Har Sinai, when Israel said, Naseh v'nishma, we'll do and we'll listen. How could you? You have to know what the facts are. You have to listen first. What do you mean I'll do first and then I'll listen? Listen over there means the philosophy. Philosophy of the mitzvahs. So they said, we will do the act. We'll understand how to do the act. We'll do the act. And then we'll study the philosophy. Okay? Philosophy is the second thing. But first comes the act. Okay? So what the tzaddik does, he corrects the act. Then you want to see the benefits of doing correct actions and the area of consequences if you don't keep them. You understand? That's mishle. That's a study of how to think. But however, when you correct one mitzvah, that is not training you to think, just training you to act correctly.
Is it then perpetuated through habituation? Is that what we're saying? It becomes habit, and that's what continues on and creates the system that goes on?
However he does it, that perpetuates it.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi.
Are there any other questions? Okay.
Yes. Yes, Rabbi.
You go ahead.
So is that the order then? You have to do the act first? You don't learn the philosophy first?
Yeah, when it comes to the mitzvos, you have to do the act, yes. Then after you do the act comes the philosophy.
Is that a natural order of progression?
That's the natural order.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And the question is, all right, so the question is, we always ask the question, who is this written for? Now, the thing is, who did King Solomon write this pasuk for? The answer is, there's nobody that would benefit from it. In other words, the Chacham is not going to benefit because he knows he's a Chacham. He might know the definition of tzaddik. If he read this pasuk, he could know what a tzaddik is, but he knows he's not a tzaddik, or he's not acting as a tzaddik. The tzaddik definitely knows, because he has to become a chacham first, and then he becomes a tzaddik. Chacham could be a chacham without being a tzaddik, but the tzaddik cannot be a tzaddik without becoming a chacham, because in Mishle, we're talking about personality traits and development. So who is the pasuk talking to? So the pasuk can't be talking, I don't know of anybody the pasuk could be talking to. What is the pasuk telling a regular person? He should become a chacham or a tzaddik? I mean, that's understood from the beginning of Mishlei, that's a development to become a chacham or a tzaddik. I think this pasuk is written just for the definitions. At some point, he had to write the definition. I don't know why he put it here, but at this point, he put the definition of the difference between a tzaddik and a chacham, because you have to have that definition to be able to continue when you read the rest of Mishlei. So therefore, he had to put this pasuk in to make the distinction between the Chacham and the Tzaddik. Are there any questions? Now, some people I know came in middle. Does anybody have any reason that I should go over this? If you want, I will. And the people that heard it already, it becomes clearer the second time around. If you want to, I could go over.
Yeah, that would be great.
What? Everybody's agreed?
Well, Rabbi?
Yeah.
What chapter and verse are we on?
Chapter 11, verse 30. Okay? And the verse says, the pasuk says, the fruit of the tzaddik is the tree of life, and he who acquires souls is the chacham. And we ask four questions. Why a chacham? Maybe a different aspect of tzaddik, because the tzaddik has to be a chacham first, So maybe it's a different aspect of Chacham. What is the second is the fruit of the, what is the fruit of the tzaddik? What is the tree of life? And what does it mean to acquire souls? Those are the four questions. So to answer the fourth question, which we're going to answer first, so we read Rashi. And Rashi says, he who is a chacham, uses the word kona, acquires to him souls. How? Because he teaches them the correct path, and they are to him as if he acquired them, like it says by Abraham, as hanefesh she'asu b'choran, the souls that he made in Choran. Okay? So the definition of a chacham, according to Rashi, is when you train a person to think and it affects him and he starts thinking differently. So so he changes. Then he's a different person. So that's what it means he acquires souls. What it means is he changed the guy from how he makes decisions to, he changed him in a way of how he makes decisions. First, he made decisions based on his feelings, the way he was raised. And then through training, he started thinking along the lines of Mishlei. So therefore, he started making decisions differently. So he changed the way he thinks. So that is acquiring him. Okay? That is the second half. To understand the first half, so we have to read Rashi. Rashi says, the fruit of the tzaddik. What's the fruit of the tzaddik? The reward for the fruit of the actions of a tzaddik is the tree of life. They are forever. Okay? So now, Rashi, the subject seems to be the fruit of the action of the tzaddikim. What is the action of the tzaddikim? The action of a tzaddik, insofar as he is a tzaddik, I mean, he does other actions too. He might sleep, he might eat, you know, things like that, or other actions. But the fact is that as a tzaddik, he corrects the person's actions. He corrects the person, he teaches the person the correct actions. Now, the fruit, the product of that action is an Eitz Chaim, is a tree of life, and they are forever. Okay? They are a tree of life forever. Okay? That's what Rashi says. So the question is, what's forever? Nothing is forever. Okay? So we're saying that what's forever is the fruit of the action. Okay? How is it forever? Because it becomes an Eitz Chaim. What does that mean? A tree of life means the tree is a metaphor for the perpetuation of life. Okay? That's a tree. And what perpetuates life, insofar as justice is concerned, which is the subject we're talking about, what perpetuates life is the system of justice. That's what perpetuates life. So the tzaddik has in mind, when he's changing a person, he's attaching another person to the system which perpetuates the system. So that's the tree of life. So that answers the first three questions, okay? Now,
I wanted to ask, if, you know, we compare Abraham, it says that he was acquiring souls, but that was a the step to perpetuating the whole system. So that's also, I would say, is a tree of life.
The thing is that the Chacham deals with particulars. He deals with a particular person. Yeah, it's perpetuating a system, you're right. But his relationship to the student is just with that student. He's relating to the student. While the act of the tzaddik is he always has in mind to perpetuate the system by changing this person. It's because the Chacham deals with the particular. I'm only interested in you. I'm not interested. My mind does not attach to the system. My mind only attaches to my student who I'm talking to at that time. But once I stop talking to him, it has nothing to do with the system. It's true, it does help the system. But that's not what he does. That he's dealing with, he only deals with the individual. He helps the individual. But the tzaddik, when he helps the individual, he has in mind the perpetuation of the system. It's a difference. And then we said that, you see, by Abraham, even though he was a Navi, but Rashi attaches this act to the act of acquiring souls, to a Chacham. So you see, even though he was a Navi or a Tzaddik could do the act of a Chacham. But at that point, he's defined as a Chacham, not as a Navi. It's not the act of a Navi. It's not the act of a Tzaddik. It's the act of a Chacham. And therefore we see a universal in general that when you see an act of the Nevi'im or the Avos or Al-Chumash, when you see an act, you have to sometimes define, is that the act of a Navi? Is that the act of a Tzaddik? Is that the act of a Chacham? Because sometimes, even though you might be a Navi, you could be doing the act of a Chacham. So a Tzaddik, so when we ask the question about why can't it be a Tzaddik, yeah, he could be a Tzaddik. But at that time, he's defined as a Chacham. He's not defined as a Tzaddik when he's doing the act of teaching.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm having a hard time understanding these distinctions. Is it a matter of motivation?
No, not motivation. It's not motivation. It's the act, what I'm doing. One act is I'm relating only to the individual. I do not have in mind the system. When I'm talking to you, I'm thinking of your question and I'm answering your question. I don't think of it in terms of a system. The tzaddik, when he helps the individual, he has in mind the idea of the system. He's perpetuating the system.
So, Rabbi, does that mean the Chacham doesn't really apply to a system when they're talking about a particular?
No, right. He doesn't deal with the system. He only deals with individuals.
Okay.
Other than motivation, what's the difference in their action?
What?
Other than motivation, what's the difference in their action?
In their action, one is dealing with a particular act to straighten out a particular act. And one is training the person how to become a thinker.
Isn't training the person how to become a thinker also something that promotes justice and the system of justice?
But he's only attaching to the teaching. He doesn't think in terms of the system. That's motivation.
Right, so doesn't that show that the difference is primarily what their motivation of their actions are?
Could be. I have to think about that. I did not think of it from that angle.
Unless you say justice in a particular case is different than justice when you're considering the universal system.
Well, let's put it this way. He might be motivated by this, but the act is perpetuating the system. It's not only what he's motivated by, but what he does.
But the act of the Chacham also perpetuates the system. When Avram was when Avram made all these souls in Charan, that definitely, I mean, seems
yeah,
like
he only dealt, but he only dealt with the individual.
Right, but it's not like the act is removed from perpetuating the system.
That's true. Okay, maybe it is motivation. Could be.
I mean, after he left Charan, I think he was definitely involved in the system, but before that, I think the way he looked at it was different. Because it was before the miracle.
He said the souls that he brought from Charan. Means in Charan, he was a Chacham. He was acting as a Chacham at that point. Dealing with the people that he spoke to, he was dealing with them as a Chacham. He was training them to think. That's what Rashi holds. And then we added up one more thing, that there's nobody who we're talking to. Well, the pasuk can't be saying become a tzaddik or a chacham. I mean, it's the whole book is for that. So who is he talking to? So I just want to say that he's not talking to anybody. He's just defining his terms for clarification in other situations in the different pasukim.
Rabbi, is this a clarification of theory versus practice?
No, we're just defining the tzaddik and the chacham. Let me put it this way. The pasuk is defining the difference between the tzaddik and the chacham.
The Chacham teaches you to think, and the Tzaddik teaches you action?
That's correct. Correct actions. To a person that is not doing the correct action.
How is teaching the actions more related to the system than teaching how to think? It seems like teaching actions only is a particular phenomenon. But you teach a person how to think, it affects their entire way they live their life and how they relate to the system, justice as a whole.
Right.
But that's the opposite.
Because it attaches to the system. One is for the purpose of perpetuating the system, and the other is only to help the individual to become a thinker. I guess it's motive.
Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I have a question. I don't know if it's a fair question, but I'm wondering if the order of the
pasuk makes sense. Then you need a tzaddik to straighten you out if it's not fair. Now go ahead.
In terms of the order of the pasuk, it seems to me like the chacham should come first, since that's the step that is prerequisite to being a tzaddik. It seems odd that we first discuss pre-tzaddik Eitz Chaim, and then like that would seem like an afterthought. V'lokeach nefeshos chacham. Like, is there any sense behind the order of the pasuk?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. I don't see any.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are there any more questions? Okay. Next week, same time, we'll do it the same time, same station.
Okay, I'll make it back.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.